Welcome to Security on the Bayou. I'm your host, Chris Adkins. A recap of today's security news and why it matters to you. Hello friends, it is Monday, May 20th, 2019, and here is today's security news. First off, from theregister.co.uk, Sophos tells users to roll back Microsoft Patch Tuesday run if they want their PC to boot. This is written by Gareth Corfield. So, Sophos has released a statement that says, hey, if you're using our product and you want to use your computer, you have to roll back the Microsoft patches. That seems like a bad idea, if you ask me. So, not just like one patch, all of the patches, the full Patch Tuesday kit. They want you to roll it back. And to top things off, when asked if they had a plan or what's going to happen, are they going to update, what's going on, they said, Sophos is working diligently on determining the issue and will provide ongoing customer guidance. Not that we will have an update for you in a week. Give us 3 days. Just, hey, we're working on it. So, if this was any other regular patch Tuesday for Microsoft, I wouldn't be too concerned with it. But this was a pretty big deal. If you remember, we talked about this, that one of the vulnerabilities is Wormable, just like, you know, they used in WannaCry, WannaCrypt, whatever you want to call it. So it's a pretty big deal, and it affects all the way down to Windows XP. They even released patches for Windows XP. So this isn't just some run-of-the-mill IE, right? Remote cold vulnerability. This is a pretty big deal. So, interesting. I hope Sophos fixes this quickly. It's been a bad couple weeks in general for AV providers with everything that happened with McAfee and Trend and Symantec last week with their source code, and now this with Sophos. It's tough, man. It's tough to be an AV vendor right now. All right. Next from ThreatPost.com. Slack bug allows remote file hijacking malware injection. So a researcher from Tenable, David Wells, and I apologize, this article is written by Terrace Seals. A researcher from Tenable named David Wells discovered a bug in Slack desktop version 3.3.7 for Windows only that essentially allows an attacker to post a link into a Slack or a link into a Slack channel that is used to download a document. And essentially in that protocol, it allows them to change the destination of where that file is located to a local SMB share, therefore downloading something other than intended. So somebody could put in a link to a Google Doc and all of a sudden that link now turns into an SMB file share and you're downloading a piece of malware. It's a remote exploitation, both authenticated and unauthenticated users, malware and more. I mean, so there, it goes into detail here. And as you know, Slack is pretty large. So, this is mitigated currently by upgrading to the next version to 3.4.0. So, this has obviously already been fixed. So go upgrade your Slack client on Windows if you're using it. Interesting though, we don't see a ton of Slack stuff. So. Next, from securityweek.com by Edward Kovacs, TeamViewer confirms it was hacked in 2016. This should not come as a surprise, as many issues as TeamViewer's had over the years. One more thing for them. So apparently they were targeted in 2016 by a piece of Chinese malware. We'll just call it that for now. Or let me rephrase that. A piece of malware that is commonly used by the Chinese. They go on to talk about how they did their full, you know, they did the research, they did the forensics and everything, and nothing was stolen. So the direct quote, independent experts conducted a thorough investigation using all IT forensic resources available and found no evidence that the security of our users or their IT systems was affected in any way. I always take those with a grain of salt, right? There's a lot of good forensics people out there everywhere you go. Sometimes you just wonder, right? Like, is there things that you didn't see? There probably is. So we'll take that statement with a grain of salt. Once again, TeamViewer confirms it was hacked in 2016. All right, folks. That's it for Monday, May 20th, 2019. Everybody have a wonderful week. Hey, it's a three-day weekend for those in the United States coming up, so just finish strong, right? And if you're taking off Friday, ooh, boy, a four-day weekend. So everybody finish strong, have a good week, and we'll talk tomorrow. Don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. You can also visit us on Twitter, at Sec on the Bayou, on Instagram, at Sec on the Bayou, and on Facebook, guess where, at Sec on the Bayou. You can also find us on LinkedIn, Security on the Bayou. Guess what else? You can find us on the internet at seconthebayou.com.